And that is the familiar intro to A Gaza Corner performed by Palestinian Oud Ist. He also plays a mean guitar, but he was on the oud right there, Adnan Jubran. Israeli strategists have popularized a dehumanizing phrase. It's called mowing the grass. And it's used to describe the every so often Israeli bombings of Gaza, one of the poorest and most densely populated places on earth. 2 million residents, most of them children, grappling with unemployment, with a deteriorating medical infrastructure, little electricity, putrid water, all of this the last 15 years of blockade and siege by Israel and Egypt. Even minor provocations from Gaza, such as sending incendiary balloons into Israel, have resulted in airstrikes. Israel is quick to give these bombing campaigns titles. And Friday morning, yesterday, Israel came up with Operation Breaking Dawn to signify its latest bombing campaign. Israeli Haaretz columnist Gideon Levy said, quote, "Israel can no longer even pretend that it didn't start this war or that it had no choice. This time, they got straight to the point. The arrest of the Islamic Jihad leader in the West Bank, which they knew ahead of time would provoke a severe response, and the assassination of a senior commander in the Gaza Strip, after which they knew there was no way back," unquote. Haaretz reported that Israel justified its preemptive strikes because it believed Islamic Jihad planned to use, quote-unquote, anti-tank missiles and sniper rifles against Israeli targets. Another explanation is described by Mariam Barghouti, who is based in Ramallah in Palestine. She's a researcher. She said, quote, "Let's also keep in mind that Israeli elections are coming this November. They're actually November 1st. And there's this trend of Israeli leaders to use Gaza as a weapon to rally the Israeli settler population." And she's referring to the caretaker prime minister. In Israel, he's called a left centrist, Yair Lapid. And Lapid has no military background. So he maybe saw bombing Gaza and assassinating Islamic Jihad leaders and arresting one as appearing tough on terrorism, not being vulnerable to the electorate in terms of not being tough. Fawzi Barhoum, a spokesperson for Hamas, which is the governing body in Gaza, told Al Jazeera that Israel had exploited the willingness of the Palestinian resistance to engage in Egyptian-mediated de-escalation efforts to launch a premeditated attack. A week ago, this was not on people's radar, an attack. But this past Monday, Israeli commandos in Shin Bet, which is kind of like the FBI of Israel, the Shin Bet agents in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, engaged in an arrest that was caught on video, a rather humiliating arrest. It was of Bassam al-Sadi, who is Islamic Jihad's top commander in the occupied West Bank. The video shows him being dragged on the ground as an attack dog appears to be biting at him. Ben Caspit of Al Monitor reports that this was intended to, quote, deal a severe blow to the terrorism that swept through Israel from late March to early May, much of it carried out by Palestinians from the Jenin area, unquote. Al-Sadi has already spent 15 years in various stints in Israeli prison for being a member of Islamic Jihad. Israel killed two of his sons, also members of Islamic Jihad at the time in separate incidents in 2002. And during this same arrest raid in Jenin, an Israeli sniper shot a Palestinian child in the back, killing him. This is the same general area that Shireen Abu Akleh, the Palestinian journalist, was killed by an Israeli sniper. Islamic Jihad has been around for a long time. They've been around since the early 1980s. They have an armed wing called Al-Quds Brigades, but it's a small organization relative to Hamas. It has a presence in Gaza, also in the occupied West Bank. It is militant, and so is Hamas. But unlike Hamas, Islamic Jihad does not believe in political dialogue, and the two often act independently from each other. And at this point, Hamas has stayed out of this fight. And the fear is, if many people die due to this bombing, Hamas will have little choice but to respond, and then this could really escalate. But so far, that has not happened. The Islamic Jihad arrest video caused quite a storm among Palestinians. And naturally, Islamic Jihad made threats after this happened this past Monday. But they did nothing. Nothing happened until Friday, yesterday. That's when Israel assassinated the head of Islamic Jihad, the head of the military wing in the northern Gaza Strip. His name is Taseer al-Jabari. And yesterday also was the beginning of Operation Breaking Dawn, as Israel unleashed a bombing attack on Gaza that, as of 1 p.m. San Francisco time, which was after 11 p.m. Israel time, had resulted in 24 Gazans dead. And then earlier today, Israel reported another assassination, killing Khaled Mansour, the head of the Islamic Jihad's military wing in the southern Gaza Strip. This prompted Major General Oded Basyuk, head of the Operations Directorate in the Israel Defense Forces, to say, quote, all top Islamic Jihad security officials in the Gaza Strip have been assassinated, unquote. Islamic Jihad's political body was in Iran at the time. The Secretary General of Islamic Jihad, his name is Ziad al-Nakhala, was meeting with the President of Iran. This was yesterday. And that's Ebrahim Raisi, the Iranian president. The Palestinian Health Ministry said earlier today that, as I said, 24 people have been killed since the operation started. Israel's Iron Dome defense system has intercepted 95% of the rockets launched from Gaza by Islamic Jihad in response to Israel's assault. Israel has reported, as of this afternoon, no deaths or serious injuries. Among the dead in Gaza are 6 children aged 5 to 10, reportedly killed in a refugee camp. One girl, aged 5, has been identified as Ala Abdullah Riyad Khadoum. There's a photo of her, a beautiful child, a photo of her at the Tangents website, tangents.com. Click on the Attentions playlist. Harry has put all the links together for the research that went into this Gaza corner and the photo. The Israeli Defense Forces said that it did not carry out any attacks on the refugee camp where the children were killed. It said that the deaths were caused by an errant Islamic Jihad rocket. The head of Israel's public diplomacy said, quote, we have videos that prove beyond doubt that this is not an Israeli attack, unquote, while at the same time acknowledging they will not imminently publish the evidence. They have the video, but won't publish the evidence at this point. According to Al Jazeera, Israel is targeting residential buildings and residential homes. The Palestinian Ministry of Education also said that the Al-Quds Open University in northern Gaza was also bombed, heavily damaging classrooms. One Gazan resident of a three-story building, which was completely destroyed by bombing earlier today, told Palestine TV, quote, "We started running without taking anything with us. We told the kids, run, run. At the last moment, we reached the street and the missile hit the building. We are peaceful people. We're farmers," unquote. Friday's attack came on the heels of previous assaults this year. There have been drone strikes in Gaza, and the West Bank has seen a really sharp rise in Israeli attacks by soldiers and also by settlers, as well as many arrests of Palestinians and also an increase in home demolitions. The UN put out a report June 7th. It stated that, quote, "perpetual occupation of Palestinian areas with no apparent intention of ending it." Perpetual occupation, that's 55 years of military occupation and 15 years of Gaza siege and blockade. That is a recipe for violent resistance. There are three links at the Gaza Corner section, all of them having to do with the legal right to armed struggle. The legal right to armed struggle. One of them is a Q&A by the International Committee of the Red Cross, and the other is a resolution that was passed December 14th, 1990 by the UN General Assembly. In that particular resolution, I'll read just two parts of it. It says, "It reaffirms the legitimacy of the struggle of peoples for independence, territorial integrity, national unity, and liberation from colonial domination, apartheid, and foreign occupation by all available means, including armed struggle." Now, if you think about it, World War II, Europe showed resistance to Nazi occupation, and that was widely viewed as legitimate. Right now in Ukraine, facing the Russian invasion, the resistance to occupation in Ukraine is being applauded all throughout Europe and the United States. But for some reason, the United States and the EU do not do the same when it comes to the Israeli 55-year military occupation of Palestinians. The General Assembly language reads, quote, "reaffirming further the obligation of all member states to comply with the principles of the Charter of the UN and the resolutions of the UN regarding the exercise of the right to self-determination by peoples under colonial and foreign domination." And I also want to share a few things that the International Committee of the Red Cross put out in its Q&A. It was talking about the main rules that are applicable in terms of occupation. And all of these things that it lists apply to Israel. Israel violates each and every one of them. The occupant does not acquire sovereignty over the territory. Occupation is only a temporary situation. Yet since 1967, that's been the case. Collective or individual forcible transfers of population from and within the occupied territory are prohibited. That happens. Transfers of the civilian population of the occupying power into the occupied territory, regardless whether forcible or voluntary, are prohibited. Collective punishment is prohibited. The confiscation of private property by the occupant is prohibited. People accused of criminal offenses shall be provided with proceedings respecting internationally recognized judicial guarantees. That does not happen. Palestinians in the occupied territories are put through a military court, not a civilian court. It's no wonder the cost of occupation is not only people crying for freedom, but violent resistance is a natural byproduct.